I have mild depression and I do suffer from anxiety.
Trevon Liggins of Utica is a senior at the University at Buffalo. He's studying film and stepped out of a nighttime journalism class on the North Campus to talk about his mental health.
I've done an okay job at managing it. Some days, you know, it's pretty difficult. Like, some days it's hard to get out of bed, but I make sure that I just tell myself, like, everything will be okay.
Busy schedules, working, and the cost of college are causing pressure for college students.
Financial worry is the number one cause of my stress, I'd say.
Third-year UB student Isabella Nurch of Orchard Park is majoring in media studies and journalism. She's currently juggling a heavy course load and two part-time jobs to make it through college.
Because I used to have one part-time job, and I'd constantly be worrying about paying for gas to get to school, paying for food. Then I got a second part-time job, and now I don't have to worry about paying for gas as much, but now I'm just maxed out completely with time.
I feel like the kids are hit from all sides.
Dr. Ludmila De Faria is a clinical assistant professor at Florida State University. She represents the American Psychiatric Association College Mental Health Caucus. The new study found a 34% increase over the last 10 years of college students with mental health issues. And students with lifetime diagnoses jump from 22 to 36%. And the risk also increases for depression and suicide.
I think it's a fivefold increase in number of students seeking help above and beyond just increase in number of students enrolling in schools, which is fairly significant.
There are several factors for the higher rates. More students are now being diagnosed before they start college, which is considered a good thing. Social and emotional issues are also in play.
They talk about helicopter parents and kids that are, you know, sort of geared towards academic achievement and not necessarily accomplishing the emotional development that they need to. And then when they get into college, they really cannot deal with the stress of being in an away college and all of the tasks associated with being an adult.
But there is help on the UB campus. Counselors are available. Sharon Mitchell is Senior Director for Student Wellness and Director of Counseling Services at the university. Mitchell says in the last 5 years, the number of UB students seeking service has jumped by 24%.
Really trying to educate our campus. We have a program that we do called QPR, which stands for Question, Persuade, Refer, which is where our counselors go out to various groups on campus, student groups, faculty, staff, teaching them how to be more responsive to someone who seems like they might be struggling with a mental health or psychological issues, and talking to them about what you're seeing that you're concerned about, and then making sure that they know what resources are available to them.
While there are wait lists for services, Mitchell tells WBFO News any student in need of mental health counseling will get an initial assessment as soon as possible and would not be left on their own.
We have walk-in crisis appointments every hour of the day. If somebody had an urgent need to be seen, they could be seen. And the focus there is on, you know, making sure that they and other people are safe. So if somebody really had an urgent need, and we don't turn people away because maybe they're not a danger to themselves, but we're still going to talk to them and figure out what's going on.
But for UB student Liggins, he hasn't reached out for assistance just yet, trying to maintain his mental health worries on his own.
I talk to my close friends, I talk to my mom, and like, I just am very open and like vulnerable with my feelings, because I feel like if I bottle them up, it'll just make it worse and make my anxiety worse, because I don't like to be really high strung. I try to keep away from being stressed.
UB student Nurt is also trying to manage her anxiety on her own, but realizes there is campus help.
But you would ask for help if you needed it.
You know, I probably should have asked for help by now, but I haven't, again, because I just don't have the time in my day.
Experts indicate college students feel additional stress from the nation's political environment, the escalation of violence, and being the I generation, constantly attached to mobile devices and living online. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.